A couple miles south of the Coltrane Church lives Roberto Hernandez. He's a leader of the Our Mission, No Eviction campaign, and he's seen plenty of change come to his neighborhood, too. A lot of people in his community have been forced to leave the mission over the last few years. In this piece from San Francisco's StoryCorps, Hernandez speaks with Young Mission District local Akia Muster about the changes they've seen in their neighborhood.
My whole life took place here in the mission, you know. My grandpa worked at SF General for 45 years. The reason why he loved living here and walking on 24th Street was because it reminded him of growing up as a kid in Nicaragua. People would say hi to you. You know, you get a little pan dulce. And I had that as a kid, kind of, when I would walk with him everywhere we go. I think, in a way, they've already taken over the mission. And it's not about race, to be racist. It's not anything like that. It really is, I believe, a white thing.
They don't talk to you. They don't acknowledge you. And it's funny because, you know, on my block, we've had, you know, 7 families that have been evicted. And on my block, every time somebody got evicted, every time somebody moved in, I'd go in and introduce myself, right? And tell them I'm the captain of the block and I watch out for everybody on the block. And they look at me like I'm crazy, you know? If it was a Latino family that moved in, right, I welcome them and they invite me in, you know what I'm saying? All 7 white folks that moved into the block, not one has invited me inside their home. That's a difference. It's a cultural thing.
Yeah. You understand that, what a neighborhood means. When it's your only neighborhood, when it's the only place you can speak Spanish to somebody in a little tienda. And I think they don't understand that when they come in. They don't understand the privilege of being able to see white people no matter where you go, in positions of power, positions of influence. And the only place that exists for us in the city is in the mission, that you see people, business owners that are Latino, or supervisors like David Campos or John Avalos, that they're Latino. And to see that we're together and they come in here and they disrespect that, and it's like they're peeing on it. Like, they don't care. They don't acknowledge the fact that we are a people here. It just makes me really mad and sad, you know.
I learned this from Cesar Chavez because I was an organizer for him. I remember getting angry and he would say, you know what, you got to take that anger and you got to use that anger to cause change. And you got to talk about it to people and have conversations, pláticas, you know. So that's what I've been doing. I've just been talking to every time I see somebody new that's not involved, say, hey, brother, did you hear? I know you know about these evictions. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to get involved?
That story was produced by Truk Nguyen and facilitated by Sophia Simon Ortiz.